Behold, the fields are white, it's harvest time.
With that familiar theme song, we're reminded it's time once again for the Harvest Time Gospel Broadcast. This is a daily broadcast with special emphasis on missions and world evangelization under the direction of Dr. Stennett Ballou of Resaca, Georgia. And now, here is Brother Ballou and today's broadcast.
Thank you and greetings, radio friends. What a joy and privilege it is to come to your place of listening again today and share together with you another Harvest Time Gospel broadcast. How I praise the Lord for this open door, this heaven-bought privilege that our Lord allows us to get together by the radio and study the Word of God together. I hope, if it's at all possible, that you will just take a break during this 15 minutes and study the Word of God with us. Let God speak to your heart as we look in the Word of God together. We're still looking at Galatians chapter number 6, verse number 7, 8, and 9, where the Word of God said, "Be not deceived, God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. He that soweth to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption, but he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting. And let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not." I'm aware of the fact I'm being very lengthy and very thorough as I can be in dealing with the subject that I'm dealing with. But as far as I know, we have plenty of time and we're not in a hurry. And I want God to relay the message and the burden of this message to the heart of you that listen by the radio. So we're looking at God's law of the harvest. We find here in verse number 7 that we reap what we sow. Then we also learn that we reap after we sow. We reap more than we sow. And then we reap according to how much we sow. And then in verse number 8, we learn that we have two fields that we can sow in, and one of two fruits will be gathered. If we sow to the flesh, then we will of the flesh reap corruption. But if we sow to the Spirit, we will of the Spirit reap life everlasting. And I don't have to tell you this, you know this, but in the society that we live in, most people are sowing to the flesh, and they are reaping or shall reap corruption. But what a joy, what a privilege, what an honor to God that He has allowed us the privilege of spending our life, investing our time, our energy, our effort, our treasures in the work of God, and sowing in God's harvest, and then reaping of the Spirit. And again, I remind you, that does not mean that we'll be saved by our giving, but others will be saved by our giving. And so we're looking at what a missions meeting will do for that local church once that local church learns this principle of sowing and reaping. And can I just say this, and I know some of you will think I'm taking it too far, but there is absolutely no limit to what God can do through a church that learns this truth. I'm amazed at the churches that I go in, at what God does with them in the manner of giving to missions. I was in a meeting just a few weeks ago, and a church that never had a mission program. They probably ran 125, maybe 150 on the Lord's Day. And that church, first time they were introduced to the principle of sowing and reaping and faith promise giving, they committed themselves to giving over $45,000 in the first year to missions. I was in another church in May of this year that had never had a mission meeting, though it had been there for a number of years. And it's a good church. And God's blessed the church. And they were giving a percentage out of the regular tithes and offerings to missions. But I preached the message I'm preaching here. God showed them the truth. They got a hold of it. And that week, over $40,000 was committed to be sown in the missions of work of that church. And it's just that way on and on. I see small churches. I'm thinking about a church that I preach in now year after year for a number of years, and they probably did not run over 35 or 40 people in the services, but they give over $30,000 a year to missions. You say, how do they do that, preacher? They sow, and then God blesses them. They reap, and then they reap more than they sow, and so they can sow more. And it's just a growing pattern year after year. My wife and I began this in 1974. gotten through the years, it's amazing what God has enabled us to give. Now, we're not a wealthy family. We have car payments just as you do, other payments. We live from week after week. But I'm saying to you that God sets a principle down of sowing and reaping. And we don't have to invest in the world. And we don't have to invest in the things of the flesh. But we invest in the things of the Spirit. And God blesses us and enables us to do more and more in the work of God. So we are seeing in the Word of God the importance of the people understanding this. It will increase the faith in that local church. It will improve the fellowship in that local church. And then we saw that it would ignite the fires in that local church. And then I was dealing on yesterday when we left the air that an understanding of this missions program will increase the finances in that local church. And I told this last week, well, let me just say it again. In 1973, when God laid upon my heart to go to the Bethel Baptist Church in Jacksboro, Tennessee, I took that church, and it was in a very difficult situation, and the church was down. Their pastor had died some time before that, and the church had been through a struggle for perhaps even 20 months, and so it was not a very enticing place to go, but God burdened my heart to go. I went there, and a few people, not a large number, but God began to bless us, and they were supporting missionaries at that time out of the treasury of the church. Matter of fact, they took 10% of the income and gave it to missions, dividing that among, I believe it was 7 or 9 missionaries that they were helping support. And those missionaries got between $10 and $15 a month, and that's not just at random. That's true. That's where it was at, in that ballpark. We had our first Faith Promise meeting. God laid upon my heart a man of God to come and preach and teach our people on missions and the principle of sowing and reaping and the principle of giving by faith. And that first mission conference, our people committed themselves to giving over $100 a week to missions. That's back in 1974. We're probably running 60 people or so then, maybe 70. And God bless the church. It was amazing. That money started coming in. And as that money came in, I got to noticing something. We not only were giving $100 extra a month to missions, but our church treasury offering, had increased also over $100 a week. And so we were giving $100 a week to missions, $400 a month, and then we were seeing that extra increase also into the general fund, the general treasury of our local church. You say, preacher, how do you explain that? All I can say to you is God. God's spoon is bigger than your shovel. But I can really say to you, it's the principle that I've been dealing with. It's a burden of my heart. I'm not just hunting for something to preach by spending all these days dealing with this. It's the burden of my heart. I've seen it happen. I remember years ago, I was invited to come to the state of South Carolina and preach in a mission meeting. And I went there. They ran about 50 or so on Sunday school and had a little block building there in the poorer section of that town. And for that entire year, the pastor told me their entire church income was about $4,800. As I said, they'd run about 50 people. They had no missionaries. The pastor still worked on the job, but I preached to them what I'm dealing with right now. The basis, the principle of faith promise giving, the Bible-based missions program that God honors. They got a hold of that. God's worked in their life, how that they could sow a little of what they've got, and they could reap more. They could sow more, and they could reap more. And so, even I remember the first year or second year I was there, they had had the building of praise. They were wanting to build a fellowship hall, and the building of praise for $28,000. But they kept supporting missionaries. The next year it increased. The next year it increased. And every year they sowed. God blessed them with an increase. And so they increased their giving. And now then I go back to preach at that church, and it sits on a place, the property itself, the buildings, all the facilities they have there, the church building, they have a Bible college building, they have a fellowship hall, they have a missions house, and they have several acres of property worth over probably $3 million, I believe he told me the other day. And God has blessed them, and that's paid for. Instead of 50 in Sunday school now, they probably have 300, 350 for the morning worship service. And so you say, what happened? And you ask the pastor, what happened? How did you do this? He'd say, it wasn't me. He'd say it was missions. Our people learned the principle of giving to God and receiving from God. It's an act of faith, and God honors that faith. And on I could go, story after story. I remember, I'm a member now of the Concord Baptist Church in Fairmount, Georgia. Brother Sammy Allen is my pastor. I've been a member of this church for 20 years. The first Sunday in November of 1982, I left the pastorate and came here and joined the church at Concord. I've been a member here now for 20 years. When I came here 20 years ago, the pastor said to me, I want you to preach on missions to our people. And I want you to introduce our people to this principle of sowing and reaping and faith promise giving. And I did so. Preached the first meeting starting the last days of 1982 and going into the first days of 1983. In just a few days, that will be 20 years ago. And I remember our first mission conference. Our people were already giving some. They already would give a portion of the offering. And maybe the Wednesday night offering was being given to missions. But that first faith promise, as we looked at the principle of giving by sowing and reaping, our people committed to give over $19,000 to the cause of missions. And you know what? That's been 20 years ago. We saw it grow year after year. In fact, I do not believe there's been a year that it did not grow. And now then, I think this year, our faith promise commitment, our people have committed to giving over $135,000 by faith to missions during this year in sowing and reaping. In sowing, you say, Brother Blue, you must have a lot of wealthy people. Not so. Our people are working people, just common working people. But they've learned the principle. They've learned the principle. You reap what you sow. You reap after you sow. You reap more than you sow. And you reap according to how much you sow. And it's been amazing. Our church not only gives that which is committed by faith, as is laid out here, but our church gives 30% of the regular church offering in the missions. God has so blessed us to do that. We're building a new building and paying for it as we go. We give our Wednesday night offering to missions. We give our Sunday school offering to missions. We're investing everything that God will allow us to in the work of missions. And I want to tell you something. God's spoon's bigger than your shovel. God will not let you as a church outgive him. And it's important. I am convinced that if every church, and I say every Baptist church in America, could understand the mission message that I'm preaching now and the principle of sowing and reaping as it's taught in the Word of God, then my friend, we could finance a worldwide mission program and go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. So as you open your eyes, as God opens your eyes to this truth, and God opens the eyes of your people to this truth, it's amazing. It's amazing. There is no limit to what God can do. God's able to do so. Somebody asked me not long ago, preacher, how far do you go with this matter of faith promise giving? How far do you go with this matter of sowing and reaping? I said to him what I'd have to say to you. I don't know. You'll have to ask God. Go as far as God tells you to go. And I want to say this. God will not let you outgive him. Nobody's going to bring a bill to the judgment seat of Christ and say, God, you owe me this one. I gave and you did not give back. No, my friend. And if I sound excited about it, I am. This is my life. This is my burden. This is what I preach week after week. I see church after church get started on this and get a hold of the truth. And God revolutionized that church. God revived that church. And so missions and a mission meeting will increase the faith of the church. It will improve the fellowship of the local church. It will ignite the fires in the local church. And it will increase the finances of the local church. As you give out, God gives in. I've never saw a church get involved in faith promise giving to missions, the principle of sowing and reaping, but what its own general fund did not experience an increase also. So it works. It's God's plan, and we'll go on, Father the Lord willing, in the study tomorrow. Father, take the word. Use it to your glory. I pray in Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Behold, the fields are white. It's harvest time.
Well, I trust you enjoyed the broadcast today. I praise the Lord for this open door, this heaven-born privilege that we have of gathering by the radio and studying the Word of God together. Let me encourage you that you pray for the broadcast, that the Lord would bless it and use it to the glory and honor of the Lord Jesus Christ. Also, I encourage you that you write to us and share with us in the financial burden of the radio ministry. We're on several radio stations and picking up new ones as the Lord enables us to do so, and I need to hear from you. Simply address that letter to Harvest Time, 179 Promised Land Drive, Resaca, Georgia, 30735. That's Harvest Time, 179 Promised Land Drive, Resaca, Georgia, 30735. And be sure to join us each weekday, Monday through Friday, at the same time. Tell others about the broadcast. And until the next broadcast, God bless you, is my prayer.
Way, it's growing late. Behold, the fields are white. It's home.